This young man, Jake Fraser-McGurk's going to debut for the Victorian Sheffield Shield team tomorrow at the MCG against Queensland at just 17 years of age, which I think's unbelievable. And it just makes us tune into this game even more than perhaps we would otherwise have done. And he's in the studio this morning. That's great to see him. How are you, Jakey?
I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
Well, we're good. We're excited for you.
I don't know how you're going.
You got a few nerves. You got the full kit on. You got the Victorian cap. You look magnificent.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but yeah, these past few days have been pretty frantic, but yeah, very excited.
When did they tell you, Jake, that you were going to be playing for Victoria?
Well, it came out yesterday, but I got told on the call after the second 11 game that Andrew Lynch gave me, and he said that I'd be debuting, and it was pretty hard to keep my emotions in.
Were you surprised at the time or not?
Yeah, I was very shocked. My recent Premier cricket form hasn't been that great, but in the second X side, it's been pretty good. So I knew that a few boys were going up to play the Australia A series against Pakistan. So I didn't think I was going to get a game, but, you know, obviously that can change.
So this second 11 form, tell us about that. You made 130 against Queensland, I think, and a 78 against South Australia.
Yeah, so we went to Queensland, and usually in the first innings I didn't get that many runs, but in the second innings I got 130, and I was pretty happy with that. We didn't get away with the win because Bryce Straight made 345 and kind of took that out of our hands. But in the second game against South Australia, again, no runs in the first innings, but in the second innings I'm happy to get an 80-odd, so... Yeah.
So 17 years of age, we were just talking prior to coming on air. You were at Carey Grammar for a while. Yeah. You made your debut in the first 11 there when you were in year 7.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable, isn't it? That doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, I'm not sure it does happen too often. There probably would have been a few. I know Liam Blackford might have played in year 8, I'm pretty sure, but that was for Geelong Grammar. But other than that, I can't think of any.
So were you always playing outside of your age group? Like, were you always playing, year 7 at that competition, playing against year 12 kids would be an enormous challenge?
Yeah, it was pretty daunting, that's for sure. They're all a lot more developed than I was back then. Ever since I was probably about 10 or 11, I was playing senior cricket with Burundara. And, I think playing senior cricket early really helps your development as a player.
At what age did you start playing cricket?
I think I played in the Milo, 2020 Blast, as I call it nowadays, probably about six or seven. And then actually playing games of cricket when I was about 7 or 8, so yeah.
And cricket, you played footy as well, but cricket was always your first love?
Yeah, well, it was cricket and footy, obviously summer, winter, just keep going, and it changed between, with birthday and Christmas. With Christmas, I'd get cricket stuff. With birthday, I'd get footy stuff. I think cricket was always probably going to be the one.
And always had the ambition, obviously, of playing at a higher level. Like, now you're going to debut for Victoria. Always thinking as a kid, I'm going to play for Australia. I want to play for Australia in the Test arena one day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the pinnacle. Playing Test cricket is something that, you really want to do as a cricketer, and as a young kid, everyone looks up to it. It's obviously in the back of my mind, but I like taking things one step at a time. Don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
He's an all-rounder, Gary. He's not just a batsman.
Well, you've done your research.
Well, no, he told me. I said, what do you do? He said, I bowl very, very... How did you describe your leggies?
Handy legs.
Handy leggies.
I wouldn't claim it's very good, but it needs a bit of work.
So there's a bit of Steve Smith about that, who, of course, was first picked for our national team as a leg spinner.
Yeah, I did hear about that. Hopefully I can be a little bit better as a leg spinner than that, but,
And, when you watch... I know you idolise Steve Smith, like a lot of young cricketers do around the country. When you watch him bat, and he's a little bit unorthodox about the way he goes about that, is that... When you were coming through and being taught the technicalities of the game, what is it that was the concentration on those coaches towards your batting?
I'd say some of the coaches that I had knew that I like to hit the ball quite hard, and quite a bit harder than a lot of other kids. So they just said, do whatever you feel comfortable. And usually that worked back then. Nowadays, I just try and see the ball, hit the ball. I don't really try and get too much into the technicalities, because when I start overthinking things, I kind of, get out of my bubble.
Tim was a decorated cricketer at Dimboola in the under-10s, and I loved cricket as well. I played a lot of cricket through my junior years, and the thing that was always, I don't know about Tim, but for me, most challenging, going from footy to cricket, picking up the bat was the fast bowler. You're always very, very, this is for me anyway, very conscious of the opposition team's quick.
Yeah.
For you, playing, as you've said earlier, year seven cricket in the year 12 comp, 17-year-old cricket, have you got any fear about facing these fast bowlers?
It's a bit weird. I actually don't. I'd prefer the faster bowlers because you got less time to think about it. And usually when I'm not thinking about too much is probably when I play my best cricket. But, I think the fastest bowler, I played in a Pakistan game the other week, and Muhammad Amir, he was pretty sharp. And I opened the batting and he had the new ball. It was very scary. But
you opened the batting that?
Yeah, I opened the batting right. with Ryan Gibson. And, it was...
And what about James Pattinson in the Nets? He wouldn't be much fun to face, I wouldn't reckon.
No, I faced him twice. The first time I faced him, I think he was holding back a little bit. But I think yesterday he was bowling a lot sharper.
And do they say, oh, he's the new kid on the block, let's just test him out a little bit? Do you feel a little bit of that or not?
I have copped a few short ones and a few bouncer barrages in pre-season, that's for sure. But, no, I think I'm growing on them. Hopefully I can stay on their good side.
We've got a caller rung through here, Jakey. I'm pretty sure you'll recognise the voice. His name's Michael Bingley, who may have played a bit of a role in your cricket. G'day, Michael.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're going well. We're excited.
You're excited. Jakey, it is just the most unbelievable great news for our cricket club. You're the first junior to play for Victoria. And we've been speaking about it for a while. You had the ability all the way back when you first played that senior game. I'm sure you remember it.
Now, Michael, I just got to establish your bona fides. I should have done that at the start. You're the president of the Burundara Cricket Club where Jake played his first game. Now, how old were you, Jake, when you played there?
I think the first game for the senior team was probably when I was 10.
10?
No.
10 or 11.
He's 11.
11.
10 or 11. 10 or 11.
11.
11 for the... So, and what was the reason there, Michael? You just couldn't hold him back anymore.
Well, actually, what happened was we were short. And someone said, oh, we've got this kid in the under-12s and he's a gun. I said, yeah, he can't be that good to play seniors. And they said, yeah, he's captain for the Victorian under-12 schoolboys team. I said, okay, I'll find out, because the rule for the ECA is you've got to be 12 years and older to play. So I rang the president of the association and said, we've got a kid that's that good that he can play seniors. We want to play him. And they said, well, you're going to have to get the parents to sign a letter so that there's no legal liability against the association. So Les was good enough to do that, and we played Jake in that first game against Wycliffe at Highfield Park, top oval. Les was there with his camera, and Jake did 5 overs, 2 for 7.
Oh, you came in for the bowling.
Yeah, I used to bowl medium pace back in the day.
And did you? What about some runs? Did you get any runs? Did you get a bat?
No, I nicked off, I think, what did I get? Like, I think 2 or something like that.
Made it dark.
So it wasn't that good. But
hey, Michael, when you first clasped eyes on him, what did you think?
Oh, just a good little kid who just had heaps of ability. But I could tell you, like, that year we actually won the premiership and Jakey had a really important role, especially in the finals, in both games, batted really solidly and, you know, made 20s or 30s. And then the following year, he was a premiership player at the age of 11 in our thirds, you know. Then the following year, he played another year as in the thirds, but he also then was going up the grades. In fact, he got to play in the seconds again in Birchill, which was, you know, like you're playing decent, really good, you know, cricketers. And in the grand final, we ended up losing 3 for none in the last over, and Jake was caught at the other end. He was 46 not out. And there was this bowler who was like a genuine quick. And Jake just took it all. And 46 not out. And we lost by 9 runs in the grand final. But Michael, we just knew it was special.
You'd be very, very proud of him, Michael, president of the Burundara Cricket Club. And I reckon you'll be at the MCG tomorrow. Thanks for calling in and giving us those memories.
Thank you.
Michael Bingley. I wish you could listen to the old dog here, Wispy Watson, just passing on his advice to young Jake. Talking about cars and what sort of car you're going to get. And Jake wants it. Tim says, oh, don't spend that much on your first car. Hey, Jake, this is invaluable, this advice you're getting from this great man over here.
Yeah, and he's got a good mind on him.
Now, Gary loves to give everybody a nickname. Okay, so he's gone with Pickle for you because McGurkin.
I get that a lot.
You got it. Obvious.
Gherkin, they usually say.
Gherkin. I go after Pickle. I like to call you the Pickle.
Which would you prefer, the Gherkin or the Pickle?
I'd say Gherkin because it's actually got my last name in it. But okay. the boys actually call me Rooster.
Hello.
Because when I went, I'll tell you the story. When I went on my first pre-season camp with Richmond, I think I was about 14.
Right.
We did a camp, and we were camping obviously in tents, and it took us. Well, my mate Zach Sleeman and I had to put up a tent, and it took us about 3 hours, and it was a really hard tent to build. But yeah, so in the morning it was about 4:30 a.m. The Roosters were going like McGurk, and like you know how they make their sound.
Yep. Tim does these sounds.
yeah, like that.
That one, yeah.
So they were like, "Oh, sounds a bit like your last name." So I've got that ever since.
That story.
Not the cock-a-doodle-doo. your head's not in the game.
I thought the story might have been heading in another direction.
Tell me about sledging. Like, if you walked out into these games as a young man playing against a young lad playing against men, do they try and get inside your head?
It's a funny one. Not really, because I think that I'm just gonna like get out within like, you know, a couple of minutes because I'm pretty young. But usually most of the sledging happens in like the under 17 and under 19 carnivals and stuff. But it's very limited and not many blokes do it. I'd say I've been on the other side of a couple. I think I've been giving a few people some chirp. But
we get messages, Jake, as we go. We get some great sort of information that comes our way. And this is from a man who says, Jake undersells his leg spin. Reckons that your leg spin is underrated. He's actually very good. And then he goes on to say, hopefully he can be as good as me. And that's from Jim Higgs.
Jim Higgs, from Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a district club.
Have you worked with Jim or not?
I have a little bit.
Yep.
He's actually left the club for this year. But, he used to play test cricket.
Great Australian.
That's right.
Great Australian. And great Kyabram man. And I hope you don't bat like him.
I've just worked out your connection as to why you chose number 23 as well now.
Yeah, a bit of leg spin.
Have you ever spoken to Warnie?
I actually have met him. I went to Adelaide Oval for the under-19 championships and we got a little day out in the media boxes and stuff. Yeah, and I met him. I didn't have a chat to him because all the boys were there, but I got a photo with him and all that stuff, and he's a great bloke.
If you could sit down with him and talk about bowling, what sort of questions would you like to ask him?
How to land the ball on the pitch, that would be... I'm a known full toss. I bowl a lot of full tosses, but I'm working on it. But I'd probably just ask him how he gets such good control and, like, how talented he is. He's magnificent.
Because I think it was last week, he talked about the fact that what's really tough on young spinners is actually playing T20 cricket because it inhibits your ability to be able to expand on your craft.
He says that he was taught as a leg spinner to bowl the same ball after ball after ball. Mm. In T20, they're taught to bowl
the variation.
A different ball every ball.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations in 2020 cricket, and especially when you're facing it. I've got a mate, Tom O'Connell, who he's got all the tricks and he's a very good leg spinner and he plays for the Melbourne Stars. And so I'm doing a bit of work with him. I'm trying to learn off him and pick his brains.
It's a real craft, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very challenging. I'd probably say it's the hardest thing in cricket, to be fair.
Hey, how do you get time off school? We've got a minute or so to go. If most young lads had the choice of playing cricket at the MCG or going to school with, we know where they'd go, but how does that work?
CEDA's really flexible with my commitments at Cricket Victoria. I still get the work done, obviously, but they give me a lot of time off to do it. And the work's not overly hard, it's just long. So I get a lot of help
And your mum's out here, yeah. Charlotte, your dad, your family, I'm sure that they'd be so proud, but you would owe them a lot because you haven't got your licence yet.
Yeah, of course. All the driving that they've done for me, dad and mum, they've been there all the way and I'm really appreciative of what they've done for me. Yeah, I can't thank them enough, to be fair.
Well, they'll be there tomorrow at the MCG. Mum, I think Mum's crying out there at the moment. She's very, very, very emotional. Yeah. Well, that might be because you drove in and she might be still a bit frightened.
Yeah. Hey, Gherkin, we love a celebration as well after you maybe...
Make your ton.
Raise the bat. Have you got something in mind or not?
Probably wouldn't think that far ahead, but I'm very... very low key when it comes to celebrations. I don't want to draw too much attention to myself. But
Nice answer, level-headed
young man.
Nice answer, Pickle. You're going with Gherkin, are you?
Well, you prefer Gherkin, don't you?
Give me anything.
I'm going with the Rooster. we're genuinely excited. We really are because Sheffield Shield cricket needs a shot in the arm, and you'll provide it, and will be a lot of interest. All of our audience will be watching with great interest. So good luck. Hope it goes well, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.